Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Rusty Peters. Batting second. The center fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Salveson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jack Salveson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The right fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting third. The left fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dick Culler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Turner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Thornton Lee. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Thornton Lee. And now, play ball. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine takes first base on ball four. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moses. Heath reaches second base with a double. Cullenbine goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jack Salveson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salveson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to third. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sal Vesson fires to first and picks off QL. 2 outs. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbein hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Heath strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 1 in the game. Rocco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rosar moves to third. Rocco moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau is walked intentionally. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosar scores. Rocco scores. There goes Boudreau trying to get to third. Kurt Wright throws the ball into Cuccinello, who tags Boudreau for the out. 1 out. It's 4-2, Indians. Jack Salvesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salvesen is 0 for 1 in the game. Salvesen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Mack moves to second. 2 outs. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 2 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mack scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Kurt Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurt Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Kurt Wright hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hockett. Kurt Wright reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kurt Wright scores. It's 5-3, Indians. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. QL bunts towards the mound. Salvesen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Appling moves to third. Cuccinello moves to second. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0 for 1 in the game. Culler hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Appling scores. One out. It's 5-4, Indians. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0 for 1 in the game. Turner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Moose Salters pinch hits for Thornton Lee. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Haynes now pitching. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rocco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rosar moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rosar scores. Rocco moves to second. It's 6-4, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Mack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Guy Kurt Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurt Wright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kurt Wright takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Salveson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salveson is 0 for 2 in the game. Salveson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Peters hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 3 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chubby Dean now pitching. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Culler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dean fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Rosar hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Rocco hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0 for 2 in the game. Turner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes strikes out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boudreaux strikes out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Mack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6. And the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0 for 3 in the game. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurt Wright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kurt Wright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hodgen moves to third. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Cuccinello takes first base on ball four. Appling moves to second. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. QL hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hodgen scores. Appling moves to third. Cuccinello moves to second. It's 6-5, Indians. Thurman Tucker pinch hits for Dick Culler. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker strikes out. Two outs. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0-for-3 in the game. Turner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac misplays the ball. That's an error on Mac. Appling scores. Cuccinello scores. QL moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-6, White Sox. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0-for-1 in the game. Haynes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Skeeter Webb now playing second base. Jimmy Grant pinch hits for Rusty Peters. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-4 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.